people who don't understand how African food markets function often blame some intermediaries like transporters, traders, and others whose role is to make sure food end up with consumers. But when you really look critically at the role of different actors in the market, everyone has got a role. If traders are not there, if transporters are not there, no food will come from farming areas to cities or to consumers. So really, it is very important to honor everyone who really plays a very important role. Over the weekends, you find that most food is being brought from farming areas, and these traders travel on bad roads. Poor infrastructure in rural areas is affecting transporters who really care about bringing food to consumers. So really, unlike importers who just get foreign currency from banks and start importing wheat from Brazil or anything, maize from Zambia, our own food traders, who are sometimes called middlemen, they really incur huge losses. Their wear and tear on their transport is just too much because of poor roads. So really, as a country, we need to look at the role of every actor in our food system. It's not just farmers. Farmers, yes, but farmers without traders, really, they will be in a loss. So really, it's important to understand the importance of every actor. And this can only be understood by coming to mass markets where we have more than 30 types of actors, each with a different role. For instance, today, the 24th of October, 22, our food markets have been very busy since morning with many actors playing their different roles. Vendors carrying food to residential areas, while truckers are the ones that really take food push carts. It was surprising to hear that the city of Bulawayo is trying to punish or to ban push carts traders. That shows that they don't understand how food moves. It is the role of push cart traders to move food from trucks to different places, even to buses that are waiting to carry food to different parts of the country. Local authorities need to be educated really in terms of who does what in a food system. So today, really, markets are dynamic. As usual, it's quite hot. Everybody is now expecting some rains, but rule, the markets continue to function. Potatoes, charts 3 to 4, not changing much. Small, 4 to 5, a pocket. Medium, 5.50. Large, 6 to $7 a pocket. Extra large, 750. Not much change. In Mbare, more than 500 tons have come as usual into the market. There's a bit of regulation with farmers holding on a bit. There's some innovation around holding on to potatoes for maybe 3 months in some warehouses. Now it's possible. There was a tendency to think that potatoes cannot be stored. Now innovation is seeing us really being able to store. We should do the same even with the other commodities, including sweet potatoes. So we see really this will regulate supplies to make sure that prices also improve. Tomatoes, Macheke is now the major supplier for Mbare, more than Mutoko. It looks like really most areas are now, have now run out of rain of water sources, which means the source, those that are really have water are the ones that are supplying. Today, $6 to $15 a sandak of tomatoes, which was about 10 to 25. We now have more local supplies than Zambian supplies. So wooden box, $1.80 to $3, price of remaining steady and going down. Plastic dish at 50 cents to a dollar. With too much heat now, definitely ripening is high, so we see prices going down, but it's good for consumers anyway. Vegetable section, cabbage is 20 to 50 cents, an increase by 10 cents on the lower margin. Kovo, $2.50 to $4 a bundle. Rep, $3 to $4 a bundle. Tsunga, $3 to $4 a bundle. So it looks like really the leaf vegetable section is quite high. It looks like prices are really firming up because of depleting water sources in production zones. Beetroot bundle, $2. Onion 10 kg pocket still at $4 to $6. It's not changing much. Bundle 1 to 2, 6 kg bag of onion, 25 today, just firming up at 25. Cauliflower and broccoli, $1.50. Chili pepper, 50 cents to $1.50 to $2. Garlic kg, $2 to $3. Broccoli, $1.50. Turmeric, $1.50 to $2 a punnet. Okra fresh, 5 liter, $3. Eggplant, $1. Lettuce, 50 cents. Ginger, 50 cents to a dollar a kg. Supplies of ginger remain very firm from Zambia and from Mozambique, and other areas. Dried mushroom punnet, $1 to $2. Quite a range there. Red and yellow pepper, $2 to $2.50. Fresh oyster mushroom, $1 to $2. Dried food section, not much change, really. There's not much drama in the food dried food section, but they don't change much really quickly. And then we see Matemba, a 20-liter bucket, $39 to $45. Similar like it was for the past 2 weeks. 30 kg bag of matemba, $235, madora, 20-liter bucket, $35 to $38, 60 kg bag of madora, $230, sugar beans, 16 to 20, is not changing for a long time, soya chunks, $2.50, $2.50 per 5 kg, and then our dry vegetable, 6, not changing, mati mnyemba, $6 a bucket, mnyeve 14, mutsine 15, 16, that's blackjack, cove and cabbage, $15, $18 a bucket, dried fish, $1 to $8, depending on size, high value crops, sweet potato, still in the market, $5 to $6 a 20-liter bucket, really on song, really, is being produced commercially now. 60 kg bag of sweet potatoes, $22.25. Looks like really with the improvements in storage capacity, ripening, and everything else, we should be able to store sweet potatoes for a very long time, because in a changing climate, we can't afford to lose food. Magogoya 20-liter bucket, $12 to $14, 60 kg bag, $55, $65, 150 kg, $80 and $90. Again, magogoya is one crop that needs to be really stored. We need innovation from innovation hubs and many other people who are doing different things. We should be seeing them in the market really supporting what is happening here. How do we store? How do we preserve food in case we run out of food because of poor storage only? Bananas, $25, $35, is quite firm, just like it was on over the weekend. Carrots, $20, $25, is quite an improvement on the lower margin by $5. Green pepper, $16.25, a 60 kg bag. Fine beans, $40, $45, is quite increased by $10 today. Supplies are quite low. And also demand is quite high. Peas is not in the market today. Cucumber, 13 to 25, is quite a range there, depending on quality and size and different things. Cream meal is $2 to $3 a dozen. Sugarcane bundle, we now have what are called zebra now, coming from Murewa and other areas, 15 to 25, a big bundle. Now we no longer have others from other parts of the country, which are quite sweet. Fruit basket is still very firm, more than 19 types of fruits. Masau, $1.50, a 5-liter matowe, $2, $2.50, Nyi, $5.50, a bucket. Mauyu, $1 per 5-liter. Still we have a lot of people really dealing, doing different things with Mauyu, value addition and other things, producing yogurt and other things. Apple box, 15, 18. Avocado each, 10 to 50, 30 cents, depending on size. Banana crate, to $10 to $12. Oranges, $2 to $4 a pocket, still in the market, doing very well. Apricots, box, $10. Pears, $18 to $20. We have some from South Africa, others are from local production. Strawberry panet, $1. There are people really love their strawberry. Then grapes, box, 16 to 20. Popo, 1 to 2, depending on size. Nectar is $15. Rusica, that's tamarind. It's playing very well in the market. $3, 300 grams. For the first time now, we have mangoes. Blue mango is coming to the market. Fresh from irrigation schemes and Chitora and other places like Murewa and others. They have started supplying blue mango now. We don't know if they're the sweeter, smaller ones at the moment. So, see, today, 24 October, mango hitting the market for the first time, bull mangoes. Peaches crate, $10 to $12, that's a 20 kg. Matamba is not in the market. Coconut each, 1 to 2. Watermelons, 50 cents to $4. The price is decreasing. Supplies are increasing from Chirezi. We have trucks coming in all the way from Chirezi. Like I was saying, our traders are the ones that really bring food from all corners of the country. Then pineapple, box, 10 to 12. Lemon, bucket, 3 to 4. Food crops, not much change. Maize grain, $45 a bucket. Maize mari, $20 a bucket. Nzungumusho, $28 a bucket. Not changing much. And then I shelled groundnuts, 4 to 6. Mumari groundnuts, $10. Nemo shelled, 18 to 26. Quite a range. Soybeans packet, bucket, 10 to 12. Wheat, $7 to $8 a bucket. Popcorn, 16 to 18. It's still very firm. Cowpeas, nyemba, 12 to 16. It's quite a range again, depending on variety. Sunflower, $6 to $7 a bucket. Munga, pearl millet, $8 a bucket, still doing very well. Rio, that's finger millet, $16 to $12 a bucket. Rice shelled, 40, and shelled, 20. And then mapfunde, that's sorghum, $10 to $12 a bucket, depending on, it's not changing much. Even red and white, white and red sorghum is the same price. In the poultry section, ordinary broilers, $3 to $5, $6 each. Mothers, 8 to 10. Off layers, each $4. Roadrunner hens, 4 to 6. Cocks, 5 to 6, not changing much. Hunger, that's amatendele, guinea fowl, $7 to $10, depending on size. Ducks, 9 to 12. Turkeys, 15 to 25, depending on size. Pigeons, $1.50 to 2. Rabbit, each 7 to 12, and then eggs small, 220 to 250, medium, 350, large, 350 to $4 a crate. Processed foods, 1 liter of cooking of dovi, that's peanut butter, $2 to $2.50, and then I put 50 cents to a dollar, a very big packet, and white cooking oil, $4, 5 liter, that's 2 liter is $4, 5 liters going for 9 to 10, it's been like that for a while now. My hair, $2, a very big packet. So our food markets continue to really be resilient, irrespective of the heat, irrespective of what is happening, irrespective of lower buying power among many consumers. Our markets continue to really show that we are an agro-based economy. So we really need to continue working together. We look forward to the Minister of Agriculture showing up in the market, showing a presence. You can't just continue working, producing food without an idea of where it is going. we are going to continue really to encouraging them to come. And let's have a presence. Let's have officers who really work from the market on a daily basis. So as usual, my name is Charles Dewa. Let's continue working together. Keep us informed. The most important thing about giving you prizes so that you are able to prize your own commodities wherever you are. So please share this audio with as many farmers as possible so that together we build a very strong agro-based economy. My name is Charles Dewa and my number is 0772-137-717. 0772-137-717. Don't forget, you are what you eat.